Manuscripts they preserved included works of classical thought that would otherwise have been lost to time. Benedict's rule facilitated this cultural preservation through its emphasis on daily reading. The practice of Lectio Divina required the monks to spend significant time engaged with texts, primarily scripture, but extending to other religious and classical works, and this daily habit ensured literacy remained central to monastic life when it was disappearing everywhere else. The rule provided enough structure to maintain this tradition while allowing flexibility in scholarly activities. What began as religious preservation expanded methodically. Benedictine libraries grew to include works of history, mathematics, and literature, and these monasteries developed sophisticated organizational systems, creating some of the world's very first library catalogs. They established networks for sharing texts between abbeys, allowing rare manuscripts to be copied at multiple locations, reducing the risk of permanent loss. Beyond passive copying, Benedictine scholars actively engaged with these texts, adding commentaries, comparing different versions, and reconstructing damaged sections. Their educational impact extended beyond monastery walls through schools that served not only future monks but also local children. These institutions became crucial centers of learning during periods when formal education had otherwise disappeared. The Benedictines preserved practical knowledge alongside philosophical texts.